The Dr. Pepper Parade. Yes, this is Jack Arthur inviting you to the Dr. Pepper Parade, led by that lovely, lively little majorette, Pretty Peggy Pepper, with the Pepper Uppers, Peter Van Steeten and his orchestra, Peggy Pepper's guest of the week, and our stars, Molasses and January. Brought to you each week at the same time by Dr. Pepper, the swell drink that's inviting, delighting, and exciting. And here is Pretty Peggy Pepper in person.
Bringing joy across the land.
Dr. Pepper.
If you want to lead the band, drink it every day. Energy picks up and you'll enjoy life more.
Remember Dr. Pepper time, 10 and 2 and 4.
Now, folks, you ready to get underway?
Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed.
How about you, Peter?
Yes, indeed.
Jack, what's the idea of all these yes, indeed?
Well, Pretty Peggy Pepper, by a curious coincidence, that happens to be the name of our song, Yes, Indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I've got that feeling in me. Yes, indeed. You will shout when it hits you, yes indeed.
Yes indeed.
Yes, you'll shout when it hits you,
yes indeed.
When that spirit moves you, you'll shout hallelujah.
When it hits you, you'll holler, yes indeed.
Yes indeed. Yes indeed. Jiving is bound to get you, yes indeed. You will shout when it hits you, yes indeed.
Yes indeed.
Yes, you shout when it hits you,
yes indeed.
When the spirit moves you, you shout hallelujah.
When it hits you, you'll holler, yes indeed.
Oh, that jiving, it'll get you, yes indeed.
Yes indeed.
Yes, that jiving will get you,
yes indeed.
You'll just cut that rug because that's what jumping jive does.
When it gets you, it sends you, yes indeed.
Hey, come on over here, Molasses and January.
Yes, sir.
Sing a little chorus for us in close harmony, will you?
Yes, sir. Well, we'll sing. The studio can be emptied out in 2 minutes. Go ahead, Jan, yeah? Yes, indeed, you and Peter.
Let's all climb on that wagon.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Let's all climb on that wagon. Yes, indeed.
When that band starts riding, we'll shout hallelujah.
We'll holler, yes, indeed.
Let's all climb on the wagon, yes indeed.
Oh yes indeed.
Let's all climb on the wagon, yes indeed.
When that band starts riding, we'll be shouting hallelujah.
We'll be shouting and we'll holler.
Yes indeed.
Yes indeed.
Hey, fish mouth.
Yeah, what you want, alligator bait?
Come here, January.
What's the matter?
You know, when I went home last week, my Uncle Forceps, he gives some supper party there.
Oh, he did, huh?
Oh, boy, and that rascal, you know he's high society.
Oh, big stuff.
You should have seen the way they served that some tea supper.
Well, how did they, my little petite cabbage?
Well, they bring in the turkey and then they serve the men according to where they come from.
Well, say, what you mean by that now?
Well, now, take for instance the man from California, he got the West Wing.
Yeah.
The man who come from New York, he got the East Wing.
Mm-hmm.
The man from Canada, he got the neck.
Yeah.
When it come my turn, I said, I'm from Georgia, and I don't want no turkey.
Oh. Well, I suppose you visited your farm when you was down home down there.
Well, I should smother to reflect I was.
Oh, you done it, huh?
You know what I done when I went down there?
No, what?
I put sweaters on all my Holstein cows.
You put sweaters on your Holstein cows? What was the big idea?
Oh, I sold them for jerseys.
Never mind them wise crevices. Is you got any more recent news from Chitney Switz from your uncle Asbestos, what he wrote you?
Yeah, here, letter is right here.
What's that?
He writes and says that my cousin Amapola just went out and got an anchor tattooed on his arm.
An anchor tattooed on his arm? What's that for?
To keep the battleship on his chest from sinking.
Oh. What else did he say in the letter now?
He writes that my Aunt Repugnant, she just become the mama of a bouncing baby.
Oh, now ain't that nice. A boy or a girl?
We don't know. It ain't stopped bouncing yet.
Say, by the way, look here, sonny boy. Here a new picture is that I had taken of myself.
Let me see that.
Here it is, yeah. Ain't I got a pretty face?
Boy, the last time I see the face like that, it was in a muzzle.
Never mind. Quit that. Now, come on. Get back to that letter, will you? Quick.
Well, they say down here and there the closing that my gal's Ducky Pugh's sister, Goosey Pugh.
Yeah, boy. Is she ugly?
Yeah, she is an ugly hunk of woman, you
know.
Oh,
she is that.
And the family they bought a new boy out to the house for.
Yeah.
Then she made a cake for her prospective husband.
Yeah, well, what happened?
Well, he took one look at her and eloped with the cake.
Well, I hope they is happy together.
Me too.
Boy, that gal is not only ugly, but hasn't she got a big mouth?
Boy, she's busted out with mouth, ain't she?
Oh, it's all over her face.
Her mouth is so big she worked in the sporting goods store in the factory there and she got arrested.
What for?
Smuggling out basketballs.
Boy, but what a mouth.
Yeah, it looks like the Grand Canyon surrounded by lip.
Well, do you? Well, what else you got in your hand now besides that letter?
Oh, this here is a painting that was sent me of my late Uncle Astoria.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but this picture don't look much like old Astoria.
I don't, huh?
By the way, you is the artist, ain't you, January?
Oh, yes, 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 yes. You know I dabbles in art.
Well, I want you to repaint this picture so it look more like him.
Oh, I'll be glad to do that for you, sonny boy. What shall I do?
Well, I want you first to shorten his ears a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Then I want you to stick his nose out and make it a little longer.
Yeah, yeah.
And then kind of thicken his lips a little bit so he can get a little more gravy on him.
Yeah, I see.
And most important of all, you see this hat he's wearing in the picture?
Yeah, I see the hat all right.
I want you to take this hat off of him and paint him without the hat on.
Now, wait a second, boy. Wait a second. How did the man comb his hair? Did he comb it on the right side or the left side?
Oh, you find that out when you take his hat off.
Okay.
Tell me, pretty Peggy Pepper, how does that kid brother of yours like going to school this fall?
Oh, he likes it, Jack. He's teacher's pet.
Is that so? I suppose he brings her an apple in the morning.
You're too old-fashioned, Jack. He brings her a bottle of that great new favorite drink, Dr. Pepper. And now he's the most popular boy in class because teacher lets all the children drink that exciting, inviting, and delighting Dr. Pepper every morning and afternoon. She says it's pure and wholesome. And besides, it helps make them brighter.
Folks, you'll feel brighter, too. You'll find the energy picks up. You enjoy life more when you drink Dr. Pepper at 10, 2, and 4. And remember, a cool, wonderfully satisfying bottle of Dr. Pepper costs you only a nickel. So listen, today, just say, I'll take Dr. Pepper.
Jack, do you believe that birds can talk?
Oh, yeah, surely. Parrots do.
That's right. And you know, according to those famous composers, Gilbert and Sullivan, another bird talks, too. Or at least he did talk.
Oh, you mean the titwillow bird, Peggy, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, suppose you tell us all about it.
On a tree by a river, a little tomtit
sang willow, titwillow, titwillow.
And I said to him, Dickie bird, why do you sit
singing willow, titwillow, titwillow?
Is it weakness of intellect, birdie, I cried, or a rather tough worm on your little inside?
With a shake of his poor little head, he replied,
titwillow, titwillow, titwillow.
He slapped at his chest as he sat on that bough,
singing willow, titwillow, titwillow.
And the cold perspiration bespangle his brow.
Oh, Willow, yeah, Willow, yeah, Willow.
Whoa-ho, and he sobbed.
And he sighed.
And a gurgle he gave. Then he threw himself into the billowy wave.
And an echo arose from the suicide's grave.
Oh, Willow, tick-tick, Willow, roo-doo-doo, oh, Willow.
Now I feel just as sure as I'm sure that my name isn't Willow. No Willow, tit Willow,
tit tit Willow. That was blighted affection that made him exclaim,
tit Willow,
tit Willow.
And if you remain careless and obdurate, I shall perish as he did, and you will know why.
But you probably shall not exclaim,
oh, no, no, I'll not exclaim, tit Willow.
Oh, Willow,
tit Willow.
Oh, oh, we all know what's the reason you won't exclaim,
tit Willow.
Oh, 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 oh.
You know, Jack, we people of the South are great lovers of comfort.
Right, Peggy. Walk slow, rest often, and stay in the shade. That's my motto. But why mention that?
Well, everything about my star of this week suggests ease and comfort. Friends, meet big, good-looking, and completely unruffled Max Oppose, who plays the hottest Dixieland fiddle I've heard, and in the most effortless way.
That's quite a description to live up to, Peggy. I only hope all the others will like the way I play.
Like it, sir? As the old colonel from Atlanta once said, I like my front porches and my Dr. Pepper's cool, my fiddle music, my arguments hot.
We can supply the first three of those things, Jack.
But there'll be no argument?
No argument, Jack. No argument at all. I'm sure we'll all agree on Mac's ability as a musician after we hear him ease into that old rocking chair.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mac. It was everything I said it was.
Come here, Manassas.
What?
I swear to goodness, did you hear old Mac sawing away on that gourd? Boy, he certainly didn't mess with that fiddle, didn't he?
Boy, he was hacking around.
Boy, that music certainly was beautiful. I love it. I adore it.
Certainly was nice.
Yeah, but you know one thing?
What?
Why do he make all them faces when he's playing?
I don't know, unless he just don't like music. Or maybe because he was standing closer to the fiddle than anybody else.
Well,
you know, son, that just goes to show you, though, the beautiful music that can be made by going through the process of dragging a few hairs from a horse's tail over the intestines of a feline quadruped. What did I say?
I'm the doggone if I know.
Well, you know, I plays all kinds of music on the fiddle like that.
Why would you shut your mouth?
I plays it with a hacksaw.
Oh, you... You can't do that. No, well, what did you ever play on that?
Well, I played Bach, Beethoven, and Bewildered. I play all them hillbilly songs.
Oh, you do, huh?
Certainly. Then I played a pretty song on the stage one time. You know, I played Swanee River so plain, five kids undressed and dove over the balcony.
Oh, get out of here.
Say, that's a pretty hat you're wearing, Peggy.
Thank you, Jack. It's a new hat, one of the latest fashions.
You know, fashions and songs change almost as rapidly as the fashions in women's hats. But there's one kind of a song that's always in style.
What's that?
A love song, that's it. Here's one of the charming new love songs of the day. Yours.
Yours till the stars have no glory. Yours till the birds fail to sing. Yours to the end of life's story. This pledge to you, dear, I bring. Yours in the gray of December. Here or on far distant shore, I've never loved anyone the way I love you. How could I, when I was born to be just yours?
Yours till the stars have no glory. Yours till the birds fail to sing.
Yours to the end of life's story. This pledge to you, dear, I bring.
Yours in the gray of December. Here or on far distant shore.
I've never loved anyone the way I love you. How could I,
when I was born to be,
just born to be yours?
Say, pretty Peggy Pepper, tell me, do you know all the answers?
Why, Professor Jack, what do you think? Just ask me and see.
Okay, here goes. What's exciting, inviting, and delighting?
That's easy. A cool, welcome bottle of that favorite drink, Dr. Pepper.
And why do mothers like it for their children?
Because it's pure and wholesome.
All right. Now, why does everybody go for it? People of all ages, when they get that droopy feeling.
Don't be a droop, Jack. You know, energy picks up, you enjoy life more when you drink Dr. Pepper at 10, 2, and 4.
That's right, folks. A cool bottle of that wonderfully satisfying Dr. Pepper brings a sparkle to your eye. Makes you feel as though you just picked up a $10 bill on the street. And think, you can get that $10 feeling for just a nickel. Today, buy your family a carton of that happy drink, Dr. Pepper. 6 bottles for just a quarter. And now we find ourselves in the Army camp with Private Molasses, ex-Sergeant January, and their mortal enemy, Top Sergeant Partridge Pugh, who's been trying to get Molasses to marry his sister, Ducky. The scene is the camp kitchen. Run them on, will you, Peter?
Private Molasses, on account of your stubbornness and not marrying my sister, Ducky Pugh, you and January here is assigned a key KP duty to cook. Ha! And boy, are you guys going to have it hard.
Laughing sure you're indigestive. What you mean going to have it hard?
Well, the general this here division is coming here for lunch as the guest of the regiment, and he likes good food. Now, the last five fellas that cooked for him, he didn't like what they cooked, so now they're in the guardhouse.
Yeah, sir.
So you better cook him a good meal, or you're going to join them other fellas in that steel chateau.
Boy, will you marry that gal? Then, yeah, don't you worry about that general. Us, son, us can serve him a seven-course dinner right quick.
You serve him a seven-course dinner? What will it consist of?
Six beans and a finger bowl.
Well, this here lunch better be good, because I'm eating it, too. And right now, I'm so hungry, I could eat an ape.
Yeah, well, take your hand out of your mouth, or you'll be doing it.
And as sure as my name is Partridge Pugh, this lunch better be good, or else.
Or else what?
I'll hit you on top of your head so hard your socks will change feet.
He's gone. I said he is. Well, anyway, we got to serve the general a good meal. And the trouble is that they're so tight on food around this here kitchen.
Boy, I said they're tight on food. Look over there.
Yeah, what's happening?
The mice is picketing the pantry. That one relaxed, didn't it? Yeah. What is us going to serve them?
Well, let me see now. How about serving them a squab?
What you talking about? A squab. For the whole regiment? Boy, what is you going to do? Wave it at them?
Now, wait a minute, boy. I'll mix up some things over here. I'll get them all together.
Well, I see you boys are getting a lunch ready now. That's fine. And am I hungry? Let me sample something around here. Let me sample. Give me a drink of that bottle of Dr. Pepper over there, right over there.
Oh, can't do it, Sarge. Half of that bottle of Dr. Pepper is Captain Van Steeden.
All right, then give me a drink of your half.
Oh, I can't do it.
And why not?
My half's on the bottom. Try a taste of this here raw vegetable.
All right, give it here.
Yeah, you like it?
Yeah.
Feel all right?
Yeah.
Hey, January.
What?
They are mushrooms.
Anyway, what do you decide that you're going to serve?
Well, I'm going to serve this here beef.
Let me have a look at that there beef.
Go ahead, it's looking at you.
Yeah. Say, look, is this beef fresh?
Is it fresh?
Yeah.
Give me that gun quick, it's breathing. Doggone it, I knew that gun wasn't loaded.
No, but the sound man is.
Oh, look out. Catch that beef stew. He's running away. Hey, Serge, you know, I've decided not only what's going to be the menu for the day, but the whole menu for the week.
Yeah.
Monday, I'll serve beef stew.
Oh, beef stew. Well, that's fine. How about Tuesday?
Beef stew.
What, again?
Yeah, it's so bad you won't eat it on Monday.
Yeah. What about Wednesday and Thursday?
Well, it all depends.
On what?
On whether I get rid of the beef stew on Tuesday.
What about Friday?
Us gonna have fish.
Now, what kind of fish?
Beef stew.
But that ain't fish.
Man, you nutty as a pet coon. Beef stew is a fish. Now, look how the beef come. See what it say on the outside of the package, what the beef come in?
Let me see. What's it say?
COD, codfish.
Huh? The man out here won't see you at the back door.
Man won't see him at the back door?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go out the front.
Now, look here, Private January. I'm getting sore. And I want to know right now what you're going to give the general for lunch and stop fooling.
Well, all right now, Sarge. We're going to have a most delicious soup all ready to cook. We got turkey with stuffing ready to cook.
Yeah.
We got most delicious cake all ready to cook.
Yeah. Well, for heaven's sake, cook and serve it.
Well, I'm sorry, Sarge. Us can't cook it. Us just become patriotic.
Patriotic? Now, what's that got to do with it?
We give all our pots and pans to the government.
Jack, What was your favorite subject when you went to school?
Well, pretty Peggy, I guess it was recess.
Friends, I'll bet recess is a favorite with you, too. So when you work or play hard, take a recess at 10, 2, and 4 that gives you a welcome lift. Drink a bottle of that exciting, inviting, and delighting Dr. Pepper.
Say, folks, that's a wonderfully satisfying recess, too. Yes, sir. Take yours today with Dr. Pepper. Hello there, pretty Peggy Pepper.
Hello there, Jack.
Seems a little bit silly, doesn't it, saying hello there when we've been together through the whole show?
But I have a sneaking suspicion that the reason we are doing it...
is because we're singing a song together called Hello There. Hello there.
Hello there.
All today I've waited for tonight. Gee, I guess you're looking devastating.
Where we go, maybe a show.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Did your mother say she'd leave alive?
Hope my brother doesn't bother waiting. Where we go after the show?
We could meet the gang at Tony's.
Or go for a drive.
I'm only alive when we two agree to a night together.
Hello there.
Hello there. Are you ready for a lovely time?
Going steady, we've got a lucky lover's right to say hello there every night.
He could call for you in a Cadillac or a shiny cab with a radio in the back.
I could send you orchids or some expensive gift.
But all this is unimportant. It hasn't any lift. The main thing is to be with you
and to do whatever we want to do.
There's a lovely evening in view.
Hello there, hello there. All today they've waited for the night.
Gee, I'll say you're looking devastating.
But where we go, maybe a show.
Hello there, hello there. Did your mother say she'd leave a light?
Hope your brother doesn't bother waiting.
Where we go after the show?
We could meet the gang at Tony's.
Or go for a drive.
They're only alive when two hearts agree to a night together.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Are you ready for a lovely time?
Going steady, we've got a lucky lover's right to say hello there.
Hello there.
Going steady, they got a lover's right
to say hello there every night.
Don't forget next week at the same time the Dr. Pepper Parade will be passing in front of your house again. Molasses in January, Peter Van Steeden and his orchestra, the Pepper Uppers, yours truly Jack Arthur, and of course, pretty Peggy Pepper.
Bringing joy across the land.
Dr. Pepper.
If you want to lead the band, drink it every day. Energy picks up and you'll enjoy life more.
Remember Dr. Pepper time, 10 and 2 and 4.
Good night, all.
And don't think it hasn't been charming.